On Sunday, I was racing in Huntsville. The Dancin team took off Saturday morning with camping gear in hand and waved goodbye to the boys. I had registered for this race early in 2020 before the grip. After 2 years of postponement, it was time to complete the registration. The duathlon, which is two disciplines, three legs of action, was sponsored by the Tri-Muskoka Club, a group of passionate local endurance athletes. This race draws people from afar. It is a well-attended and sold-out event. The energy and the atmosphere are always electric, with many testing their own limits. I was one of them, however, my challenge is putting in the time ahead of race day. When it comes time to take off, I always feel like a fraud. Yesterday, as we enjoyed the post-race food provided, which was amazing, I was talking with the 60-year-old woman who came in first place in our cohort, the 60 to 69 age category. She asked me, "What is your training schedule? How do you prepare?" I blushed and to keep from lying I shrugged my shoulders and said, "I didn't." Danielle took over and explained how I hate training. What does it mean that I love race day and yet do not want to put in the time training? Her response was, "So you are a natural athlete," or something like that. All I heard was the word, natural. What does it mean to be a natural anything? For this race, which was a 2.5 kilometers run, followed by a 30 kilometers bike, and finished up with a 7.5 kilometers run, I completed it in just seconds under 3 hours. The leader came in just over 2 hours, 1 minute over. That is what training will do. Make a person more efficient. As we talked, she shared how her husband questioned her time training. I know Danielle is training for a full marathon, 42.2 km, in September, and on that same day I will be running the half marathon, 21.1 km. The time she needs to put in to prepare and train for this race is part of her daily life. I will also need to spend some time preparing for it as well. Part of that training will be the Iron Girl Race August 7th and the Ragnar Relay August 12th. Ragnar is in West Virginia where a team of 8 people will race around the clock for 24 hours completing trails in the Appalachian Mountains. The race yesterday is my starting point as I put time in training for the rest of the summer. It reminds me I am not a natural. I have 30 years of history of caring for my body, mind and soul. When she asked what I do to prepare and train, my answer was this. I live every day as if I am training for my life to be long and healthy. I eat well. I am curious about my health, and I am my own doctor. I monitor my blood pressure and I test my sugar with a blood glucose monitor. I ask my medical professional to run blood tests and I look at the results and I know what they mean. I am aware of cholesterol levels and what they should be. I know what my iron levels should be, and I watch my blood count. I get out for fresh air, and I manage my stress. I am aware of my ego taking over and creating or fabricating challenges in my life. I believe there is an energy source that is just as important as my beating heart, the muscles that propel the bicycle, or run the hill, and I check my own assumptions at the door of any relationship. I challenge my own language in my head and the judgment of others as I look around. I know that each and every person I meet is doing their best with the tools they have at hand. Summertime is downtime for so many people. Resetting themselves and preparing for another fall harvest and winter hunker. We are cyclical beings that travel with the moon and the stars. Ebbing and flowing with the tides. When we deeply co-create our lives with ourselves and let go of measuring ourselves against others, the sun comes out. As I engaged with the beautiful, lean 60-year-old woman who was 60 minutes faster than I was in this race, I turned my face, and thought of those who are fearful to even try a race, or a walk, or a cycle. I thought of one client I visit, and I look at all the finish lines he crossed as an athlete. He is now in a wheelchair, no communication, and unable to feed himself. No one is a natural at anything except living. I celebrated with this beautiful woman, and as she was recognized on the podium, the Dancin team turned, arm in arm, and collected my bike from the transition area and headed for the car, feeling joy-filled. We packed up and, in the same time I raced, we returned to the hugs and warm embrace of the boys. All 3 boys were glad to see us. As we chowed down on vegan lasagna and chicken fingers and fries, the crossing of the finish line earlier that day was simply that, the crossing of one more finish line with many more to come. #BreakingStibba #DancinAdventures Cynthia Bredner is a teacher, author, grief specialist and bereavement counselor. A a soul care worker and offers specialized care in spiritually integrated therapies. She works as a LTC chaplain assisting with end-of-life care for client and family. She is the mother part of the hashtag DanCYN Adventures duo and practices fitness, health and wellness. She is available remotely by safe and secure video connections. If you have any questions, contact her today. Cynthia Bredner at gmail.com, breakingstibba.com.